Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Of course, the Lacapra Valley Boys Golf Team at Pebble Creek in Becker for state golf, and they've been here before. And let's get to know everyone, and we're minus a few of them, but we got four of them here, and we'll start with you.
I'm Henry Roth. I just finished my freshman year at Lacapra.
And section runner-up, right, Henry?
Yeah, played well the first day, had a rough second day, but battled back and finished out strong.
Okay. You played in the state golf meet last year. Remember how you finished?
I was like 23rd. Okay. I think I struggled putting the first day, shot 86, and then came back, shot 77. But, okay. You know, I'm hoping for a better better putting performance this year.
All right. I know you have a lot of family that follow you.
Yeah. Grandpa Chuck comes out, my mom, my dad. I have a lot of supporters behind me, and I appreciate that very much.
You ever get to golf with Grandpa Chuck?
I never have, but he gives me a lot of crap every time he sees me.
I don't doubt that. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, he does. Every time he drives by.
Okay. Well, what works? What's been working for you this year? What are you happy with your golf game?
I'm happy I got my swing together this year. I'm starting to hit more consistent shots, compressing the ball on par threes, and getting more spin. Because it definitely helps when you can hit a tight shot in on a par three, or you know, second shot on a par four.
Okay. And what do you think about Pebble Creek?
It's a difficult course. You know, getting to play it last year was was great. It's one of the best courses we play all year. So okay. I'm really happy to go and happy I can contribute to the team.
All right. Well, the best of luck in the next couple days.
Thank you.
All right, Henry Roll.
Tanner Buffington, starting.
You should have Tanner Buffington hole in one. Tanner Buffington, huh?
Yeah.
People still talking about that hole in one you got at Sections?
Quite a bit, yeah.
That was a big thrill for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Well, we got to recap it. Tell us about it again in Benson a couple weeks ago.
Well, I was on hole two, and it was a 160-yard shot, I would say. A pretty long 160. I had a 7-iron. I didn't see it. I lost it in the sky, and all of a sudden I heard best yell, and I kind of thought, and then walked down, sure enough, went in the hole, and I couldn't believe it right away, but then when it hit me, I was pretty excited. Yep.
So how many times have you told that story in the last couple of weeks, huh?
Too many to count, I would say.
Well, congratulations. I've been golfing most of my life, and I haven't had a hole in one yet, so.
Well, hopefully it'll come.
Yeah. All right, well, you golfed last year in a state tournament?
Yep, okay. Yep.
What was that experience like for you?
It was nice. It was definitely nice.
As an eighth grader, that'd be a pretty good thrill for you.
Yeah, it was good thrill, and it was pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah. So what were some of the highlights for you this year besides that hole-in-one?
Yeah. I would say my driving has come together a lot, and my second shots on par fours and stuff like that. Okay. So.
What's your favorite club to use?
I would have to say my wedges.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Real good. Well, congratulations and best of luck here in Becker.
Thank you.
All right, Austin. Austin Cullough here.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
You like to be back at state?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Okay. What's that? Exciting to play with your brother probably for the last time in the next couple days here.
Yeah. It's been really nice these 3 years playing with him.
Yeah. Are you guys pretty competitive with each other?
Yeah, I'd say we are.
Okay. What are some of the highlights for you, Austin, this year?
Having two chip-ins on the same day is probably my biggest highlight, not having a chip-in yet.
Where was that at?
That was in Marshall on conference final.
Okay, cool. All right, then. Is it Pebble Creek? What do you think about the course?
It's really difficult, but it's a really nice course, and it's really fun.
Okay. And you have your family with you watching?
Yeah, most of them will probably come watch me.
All right. Best of luck, Austin.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and here's our lone senior on the team, Jaden. Congratulations.
Thank you, Paul.
And how many years is this for you going to state?
This is my third and final year going to state.
All right. Kind of an emotional time for you. It can be, huh?
It can be, but I mean, I'm glad that I've had this opportunity.
Yeah. And you're here with the team for the second year in a row.
Yeah. And hopefully we can improve on our team score last year. And I mean, we played rough in sections, but that doesn't have anything on us in state.
Right. And you want to make an improvement in that state here, I suppose, finish higher than third, huh?
Yeah. Second and first is the goal, but third is still good. Yep. I mean, it's a feat to place in the state tournament. Right.
So talk about the season as a team. What's your thoughts on the season here?
We've had a good year this year. We had high expectations for ourselves, and when we had rough days and we still won, and Beth showed us some numbers from last year compared to this year, and our bad this year beat ourselves last year by 15 strokes still.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, and I know in the section tournament, you won by what, 40-some strokes?
Yeah. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, what's some highlights for you, Jaden, this year?
Well, I shot 73 in Appleton, and I chipped in four times.
Oh, four times?
Two times for eagle.
Oh, wow.
On the last hole, I chipped in for birdie. And then my group members were getting sick of me.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. They said, do you want me to take the pin out? And I said, yeah, you can. And I still made it.
Awesome. That's great. So what do you think about Pebble Creek here in Becker?
I think it's a tough course, but if you get in the fairway, you can definitely score out there.
Okay. Got to keep it in the fairway and out of the sand traps, huh?
Out of the sand traps and out of the trees.
Do you feel a lot of pressure at the state or not?
I think all the pressure is on us just to get there. Okay. I don't think we have any pressure on us at state.
No. Okay, good. And I know you got a lot of following, a lot of Pearl Valley fans up here.
Yeah, I hope we get a lot of people down there. Yeah. Cheer us on. I mean, it'd be great.
Okay. And I understand you're going to play college golf next year.
I am.
Where at?
I'm going to Iowa Lakes down in Esterville, Iowa.
Okay. I've golfed them golf courses down there. They're pretty nice.
Yeah, I haven't got to see the golf course yet. It snowed the day before I went down there.
Okay.
But I'm going down there, I think, a week after state to go see it. So.
Okay, real good. All right, congratulations, Jaden, on making the state again. And it's been fun watching you. And let's finish strong here.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
All right. Jaden Colliff, Lockbrow Valley. It's our Lockbrow Valley boys team. We're minus a few. Tony Abramowski and Harrison Patzer aren't with us right now, but we'll try to catch up with them later. So, and with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.